All right, so we are recording now, and for starters, please state your name and your title.
I am Jim Lynn, Chief Police, Concordia Police Department.
And now that's a recent title. Will you tell me a little bit about when this was decided, when you were named police chief on a permanent basis and the interim chief?
That was last Monday after a six-month probation period.
Now, will you tell me a little bit about why you decided to step up to become police chief?
I figured I could help the department. At this point, at my age, it's all about the department. This has been my livelihood for about 20 years. You know, they've supported me and my family. So I figured maybe if I can give something back, do the best I can.
All right. And you said about 20 years. When did you start your police career, and have you worked in any other departments?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I worked for Lafayette County. I worked for Waverly. I worked for Alma. I worked for Blackburn. I've worked for a lot of them through the years. Started off with Lafayette County. I became full-time here in 94. And been here ever since.
What is it that kept you at Concordia?
The town, I believe. It's a nice, quiet little town. Clean little town, for the most part. And the citizens. You know, I know most people. I was born and raised here.
I understand. Now that you have been named police chief on a permanent basis, do you have any plans for the department or any direction you'd like to see the department go?
Yes, ma'am. We're trying to get a school resource officer program started. We should know a lot more about that by January. Trying to get grants for that. That's one of our top priorities. Let's see. We've got a lot of things going at this point. We're still working security for the pipeline. Till they finally get done and leave. We have changed over to Higginsville for dispatch. That was strictly a budget thing, and we're going to be saving some money there. They're doing the dispatch, and we've changed report systems from ITI to the Cushing's J2. In fact, there's a man in here hooking that up right now. We've got a lot going.
All right, fantastic. And may I ask, how long do you see yourself serving as police chief before deciding to retire?
At least another three, I believe, another 3 years. I may they may find me behind the wheel of a car someday. You never can tell. I may stay here forever.
All right. Well, I'm happy you have a job where you'd be happy to do that. Well, Chief Lynn, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about?
Well, no, not at this time.